The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Mabuhay, and welcome friends to the Adobro Podcast, where we explore the heart of Filipino culture one delectable dish at a time. I'm your host, DJ Stingray, and in this podcast series, we'll venture through the sizzling stories, origins, and savory goodness of Filipino cuisine. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Adobro Podcast, back again with DJ Stingray. And today we have a very special episode again, another interview for you guys today. Today's special guest is a good friend of mine. We've been friends for about 2 years now. He's my roommate, and he's a pretty good cook himself. He makes a pretty mean steak. I'm here to introduce my friend Kel.
Hey everybody, how's it going? My name is Kel. I've been friends since we met in college freshman year. I've been over to my house a few times, and he's had some steak over when he's visited, and I'm really happy and excited to be here today.
Awesome. So today's podcast is going to go how it like it did last week with EB. I'm going to ask Kel a few questions about Filipino food and cooking, and then we're going to go from there. How does that sound?
Yeah, this sounds perfect to me.
All right, let's get started. So the first question I wanted to ask you was, growing up, what were some of your favorite Filipino foods, or what was your favorite Filipino food?
Ooh, this is a good question. So typically when people talk about Filipino food, I've noticed that a lot of them only really talk about some of the basic, more well-known ones like lumpia, you know, adobo, sinigang. And, you know, I'm not really hating on those foods. I think they're really good too, but I think we should start trying to put some more focus on the foods that go beyond that. So, for example, my favorite Filipino foods are arroz caldo, or as other Filipinos might call it, lugaw. And it's basically like a rice congee chicken stew. And it's served with ginger, crispy garlic, boiled egg, and green onions. And it's something that I really enjoy because it's warm, it's hearty, and it's really perfect for the weather now since it's starting to get a little bit colder. Another one that I really like is nilaga, or bulalo, which comes from my dad's region in the Philippines. It's one of his favorite dishes to make, actually. And it's basically just a beef stew, which in my opinion is a little better than sinigang. But yeah, and it's served with bok choy and potatoes. And I think it's honestly something that's really underrated. So if anyone's looking to try new or different Filipino foods, that would definitely be one that I would recommend checking out.
Yeah, and I had no idea that I was actually, lugaw was called the other word you mentioned. I always knew it was lugaw from my dad. And then the nilaga, yeah, it's I'd say it's a pretty hard hard tie between the sinigang and that. So it's for you listeners out there, it's up to you guys to, you know, break that tie yourselves. So speaking of your favorite Filipino foods, I wanted to ask, you know, if you had to describe one of those foods or another Filipino food that's your favorite to someone who's never had it, how would you describe it?
Oh man, that's a really good question. To me, every time I take a bite of Filipino food, it feels like home. Because growing up, I lived with my grandma, and she would always be in the kitchen making different foods, not just Filipino, but she put her love and soul into everything that she made. And I feel like that's what Filipino food tastes like. You can always taste the love, you can taste the effort, you can taste the passion that's put into every bite. And to me, there's just no other thing like it. It really is incomparable to a lot of the things I've eaten in my lifetime. And I know that every time I have Filipino food, that it's something that I always want to come back to and can positively reflect on. Filipino food is something that everyone should try at least once in their lifetime.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I've been emphasizing to my listeners every week, for every single food I mention, go try it yourselves. You have the chance. It's very much worth it. And if you heard Kel there, I think you'd also agree that it's very much worth it to try Filipino food. You mentioned your grandma. You know, for me, it was my dad or my parents that introduced me to Filipino food. Would you say that your grandma is the one who introduced you? And if you can remember, what was one of the first foods you think you tried?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, my grandma's such an inspiration. Like even before I was born, my parents would always tell me stories of how she would be the one that would cook for everybody. And my dad and my sibling and his siblings were raised on basically like my grandma's cooking. And, you know, I think she carried that over when she came to the United States and lived with me and my family. Like I mentioned before, she was always in the kitchen. I would always see her preparing the ingredients and getting ready to cook for the next day, or whenever there was a family party going on, she would be the one to cater and everything like that. And so I would say that she has been like pretty influential in not just like introducing Filipino food to me, but also just like my palate as well. I owe a lot of that to her. And to be honest, it's kind of hard to think about like the first Filipino food that she introduced me to or something of the sort, because I was born in the Philippines, and so, you know, like growing up and then moving here, it wasn't really just Filipino food, it was just food. Yeah, but I do know that I just really had an affinity for like rice and like grilled barbecue pork. That was one of my favorite foods growing up, and it's something that I still look back on and love eating every now and then.
Yeah, I thank you for sharing that story about your grandma. It sounds like she definitely influenced your liking to Filipino food. And, you know, speaking of that influence, she was the cook that introduced you to Filipino food, and she was the cook of your house before you came along. So I wanted to ask, you know, is she part of the reason that made you interested in cooking yourself? And for cooking, you know, how often do you like to cook, or do you cook every time you go home? You know, what made you interested in cooking, you know, beyond your grandma? I'm sure that she was a big influence though.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, like just seeing her in the kitchen all the time inspired me to kind of want to start food. She introduced me to a lot of different foods, not just Filipino. She would always try making foods from different cultures as well, which I thought was really cool. But sometimes there were things that she made that wasn't really aligning with my palate. So I also wanted to learn to cook different things that I wanted to try. So it was definitely about just having that connection with my grandma and learning to be like her in the kitchen, and also starting to make food that I wanted to eat or try. And yeah, I would say that when I go home, I try to cook pretty often. I love having like the kitchen at my disposal. For my 18th birthday, I actually got a grill, which is it was like the best thing I could have ever gotten for a birthday present, because I use it so much. Whenever I can, honestly, whenever I go home, I always like to cook meals. Again, like just shouting it all back out to my grandma. She was the one that really inspired me to get behind the stove and really start learning to express my identity and culture through cooking.
Wow, yeah. It sounds like you definitely got a lot of influence on your grandma for cooking, and that, you know, she's the one that made you, like you said, discover your identity just in cooking. Was a very beautiful thing to hear. So thank you for sharing that. And as far as, you know, cooking, you said you do it pretty often for your family and pretty often when you go home. Is there any Filipino food that you have yet to cook that you want to cook? I know for myself and EB last week, we were talking about some desserts, if you don't have one in mind, but if there's any other Filipino foods that you may be interested in making yourself.
Oh yeah, this is another really good question. And actually, there is one dish that I really, really like that I haven't been able to cook, and it's called kare kare. For those of you who don't know, it's a peanut-flavored oxtail stew, which is really, really, really good. It involves using an entire jar of peanut butter, but strangely enough, the combination works itself out with beef and peanut butter, and I feel like it's something that you should definitely try if you haven't yet. Again, looking past like the well-known Filipino foods and diving deeper into those different cultural flavors of the Philippines, definitely something that I would want to try and tackle in the future.
Man, kare kare, I haven't had that in the longest time. Yeah, definitely learning to make that would be something awesome for either of us to learn. I know nothing beats that, you know, the flavor mix of the oxtail and the peanut butter. That's such a new, amazing flavor that I never expected to be good, but it always comes out the best. But yeah, so the last question I like to finish up with, we talked about Filipino food, we talked about who introduced it to you, you talked about what it means to you. So I wanted to ask, why is Filipino food important to you? is it important to you? And is there any stories about why and how it's become important to you that you'd like to share as we finish up here?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's really important to me. I think the biggest thing Filipino food does for me is it helps me stay in touch with my culture. Being born in the Philippines and moving here at a young age really made me proud of being Filipino, but it also made me a little more detached at times. And I feel like a lot of Filipino Americans can relate to this. Sometimes there's a bit of that cultural detach for Filipino Americans. And definitely while I was growing up in the States, I felt a little bit more of a disconnect with my Filipino heritage at times. But I feel like Filipino food always grounds me back to that cultural root that I have. You know, Filipino food is spicy, it's tangy, it's sweet, it's savory, it's all these different things. And every time you take a bite, it feels like home. And that's what it means to me to eat Filipino food. Like, no matter where you go, as long as your food is made by someone you love and care about, you can taste it in every bite. And as for stories, I feel like this is something that a lot of like kids can relate to. It's like packing that lunch at school and then kind of being shy, you know, because it's a cultural food. It's not like chicken tenders or mac and cheese. And looking back, I don't know what I was like so afraid of and why I wanted to have like a quote unquote American lunch. But just thinking about it now, it's like, and this is just for anybody else out there, it's like, don't be ashamed of like your culture and your roots, even if it's just through food. You know, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but you know, I think like that food is a cultivation of like your ancestors and your family and your bloodline and all of that things, all those things that make you who you are. Combining our culture and food together and realizing that it goes deeper than just, you know, a couple bites of food. It's really, really like a story, if you think about it, like of your family and your culture and your history.
Wow. Yeah. That's such a powerful message. And I think Kel summed it up completely. You know, there's no need to be ashamed of our culture and your culture and for the listeners, whatever culture you guys are. But I think Filipino food speaks to that fact of being proud of our roots and being proud of where we came from because of its ability to be shared, its ability to feed bellies everywhere and just to be enjoyed by a group of people. So I hope you listeners have been, you know, learning that fact and like seeing that every episode as I've talked about it, but even more today as Kel summed up with a very personal sentiment. So thank you for sharing that and sharing that message with the listeners. But yeah, I think that's going to finish it up for today. Thank you again, Kel, for sharing so much about your personal story with Filipino food and its effect on you as a person. There was a lot of really good things said today that I think the listeners will take home with them and really, you know, share that message with the rest of the world. So thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say thank you again for having me on the show. Thank you to the listeners out there supporting this podcast. And I hope that you guys walk away with a little bit of something from today and this episode. So thanks again.
And that looks like that'll do it. So thank you guys again for listening to the podcast. This is DJ Stingray and Kel signing off. Peace.